Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the Miami Heat prove once again this is a college basketball town.
That was ugly.
College. It's all about the college teams right now. The pro teams are not worth much right now.
Baby Goat showed out.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Just needed a little more from everyone else.
Mm-hmm. There you go. One more guy. What Bam? Bam. Mm-hmm.
So, Bam, if people were listening to the final segment yesterday, my friend Todd Schwartz, mm-hmm. he's got triplets, but the two sons are huge basketball fans, and they live in Illinois, so the sports gambling, well, one lives in Michigan, but the sports gambling is legal, and they're into it. And so Max Schwartz had been giving me, heat bets, and he'd been on a heater. And Jack Schwartz yesterday, you remember what it was, Solana? It was Bam over 8.5 rebounds.
Right, yes. And there was some sort of statistic about how he's averaged X amount of rebounds against the Raptors this season.
Yep, and he had, I believe, 6 in the first half. And then I don't think he had a board in the third quarter, if I remember correctly. Comes into the game, gets back in, about 7-8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. And Duncan Robinson hoists two awful shots. Different story for another show. Hoists two awful shots. Bam hits 8. He gets rebounds on both. So now I'm like, yeah, just keep jacking him up, Duncan, because and I think Bam ended with like 12 boards, 12 or 13 boards. So another winner from the Schwartz brothers.
There we go. Keep riding with him.
Let's go. It was I don't know what that was, Solana. I don't know. I mean, Jimmy Butler's not in, and that's pretty much what you're getting, I guess.
Did you hear the guys talking on TNT?
Tracy McGrady.
Ooh, but all of them were just they're not athletic enough to keep up with the good teams.
I don't think it's a secret what they were saying, though, right?
Right, but to be fair, like, that group of guys hasn't paid attention to the Heat all season. They're on national TV. These guys are watching them for the first time without Jimmy Butler, and you see that. And, yeah, your take is, that's not a good basketball team. But this team without Jimmy Butler is not a good basketball team. How many teams in the NBA you remove their best player and they don't look like what they should look like? So, again, I'm not making excuses. The Heat yesterday, I said it, without Jimmy Butler on the road against Toronto, you're going to need everybody to contribute. And literally, outside of Bam and Tyler, nobody did bleep.
This Kyle Lowry,
man.
He threw a lob to Cody Zeller that I'm not sure should be thrown to Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what he was thinking. He jacked up a 3 towards the end that looked like my shot in the backyard. I mean, what happened there? I don't know.
He hasn't played basketball.
I know, but like, I mean, it almost looks like he forgot how to play basketball. Like, it was wild, man. It was, and then my guy Duncan Robinson.
Yeah,
he's garbage.
Yeah, but the thing they were saying that I'm with you, Solana. You take the number one off any team, they're a worse team. It's obvious. But watching them one-on-ones was sad. Like, they could get any separation, and they couldn't guard anybody. That was the sad part. Like, it did not look like two NBA teams playing against each other.
But we know that, right? Like, outside of Tyler Hero, there's not really anybody on this Heat roster that's built to go isolation, create separation, create their own shot. That's why you have
it's
Jimmy
exactly
Butler.
Exactly what Tracy McGrady said, right?
Right, but that's why you have Jimmy Butler and why every possession pretty much revolves around a screen from Bam Adebayo or hunting mismatches and making Jimmy go to the rim. Like, we know that. Max Strus isn't creating his own shot.
I'm trying to get my camera. I'm trying to get my camera to match Crowder's.
I just gave up, man.
But it's got, like, motion sensor, so it won't even, like, you're doing, like, the Kilroy was here thing where it's just, but I can't get my camera to stay down there.
I don't know how to control this damn thing.
This one has a mind of its own as well. Okay. I have to tell you guys something. This is wild. You know my skills in the arena of math. So Friday, we're going to be at Gulfstream Park. And what have I told you about Friday? It's going to be a fun show, special show, because
it's your anniversary.
It's my 10-year anniversary with 560 WQAM, 10 years in afternoon drive. My Facebook memories pop up this morning. Barry Jackson had written a story in the Miami Herald as I was starting on 560 to say, hey, he's not with the Lebatard Show anymore and he's carving his own niche. Found out today it's my 9-year anniversary on Friday, which is not a big deal at all. It is not, like, there's nothing to that. There's, like, I said to Lori, I go, hey, come here for a sec. Just do the math on this Facebook post. And I'm like, what anniversary would that make this? She's like, 9? I'm like, yeah, I think that's 9. So cancel all the plans for Friday. It's the dumbest thing. It's so perfectly me. Mm-hmm. Like that's perfect.
It is.
I was mortified yet delighted this morning when I found out that it's only my 9-year anniversary.
I've had Tree in the production studio hours recording 10-year promos. The hell's going to happen now? He's going to be pissed.
You know, this is funny. So there's a trade publication. Jason Barrett does it. What's it called? Barrett Sports Media. He had called me, I don't know, 3 weeks ago about, you know, they were going to do a story about March Madness, and we're going to have some radio guys make some picks from where can you make a pick. As I'm just bull bleeping with him on the phone, I said, by the way, because he's covered the business for a long time, and he used to be a program director in San Francisco, so he knows how difficult it is to keep a job for a long time in radio. I said, hey, as an aside, the last day of March, that'll be my 10th anniversary with the radio station. He goes, that's super cool. Let's do a feature on it. I said, wow, okay, cool.
Awesome.
So he said, I'm going to have one of my writers reach out to you. This guy reaches out to me Monday. He goes, hey, can we set up an interview? I said, yeah, sure. And he goes, how about, what's today, Wednesday? How about Wednesday after your show? And then we'll publish it on Friday. I said, perfect. I had to email him this morning and go, hey, funny thing happened.
Something changed. Something changed.
I said, funny thing happened. It's not my 10-year radio anniversary, and not certain 9-year anniversary is a sexy story.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't plan a better radio bit than that. I love an organic radio bit.
Yes.
That is an organic radio bit. I have been telling people for all of March, mm-hmm. Hey, don't forget that Gulfstream broadcast. This is going to be fun. We're going to be at Gulfstream. We're going to play a bunch of clips. My 10-year anniversary. Found out today it's 9.
9 is a long time.
Now I'm starting to think, though, that I'm jinxing it somehow. There's no chance I make it to 10 at this point.
Oh, no.
There is no chance I make it to mark that sound when you guys are doing the Crowder and Solana show. There is no chance I make it to April 1st, 2024.
Love Solana to death. Didn't sign up for the Solana and Crowder. Just re-signed the deal. You're here. Sorry to tell you.
Oh, my God. Is that not great? That is really unbelievable.
Right up your alley, though. You know who you are.
That is so uniquely me. That's why I say I was mortified, yet I was kind of proud. Because I should get that wrong. I should get that wrong. Unbelievable. So cancel the imaging.
That's so good.
Sorry, Tree.
What makes 10 so special called, and 9 not
he called,
special?
He called Tree in out of vacation. This is big, Tree. This is a big one. Listen, we're still going to play best ofs on Friday because we're at Gulfstream and I want to bet on some races and not pay too much attention to the show.
Hey, man, I went to Plato's Closet today. I got some money up.
Did you go to Plato's Closet?
Yeah, I got some money for the Friday.
Look at you. Because I went there for the first time a couple weeks ago. Did you really go?
Yeah, I sell all my clothes.
I went there first time because, you know, I told you my house is under contract. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to get rid of some stuff. Now, I got this. Yeah, no, we're not gonna take any of this stuff. Maybe try. I literally have a stack of cargo shorts that is, you know, 6 feet high because I found a pair that I liked at one point. Mm-hmm. So I bought them up. I said, I'm going to wear these shorts the rest of my life. Cargo shorts are never going to go out of style. Mm-hmm. So I bought them up. I'm telling you, a dozen of these cargo shorts with the tags on them. Wow. Never wore them. Yeah. It was because I was like, oh, these, but I would never wear these again in a million years because they're cargo shorts.
I do. I give most.
Plato's Closet didn't want them, though.
I see. Because who's shopping there? Bilbo and Frodo? Nobody wants these damn shorts.
Dono and Frito. If Dono and Frito were shopping there, maybe my shorts would be worth something.
I give most of my stuff to Boys and Girls Club. You've seen me bring the big yep. bags in. But to your point, if something's still tagged up and I got it for free and I'm like, hey, yeah, tag on it. I've never even worn it. I'm about to go sell it back. They'll give you $2 a T-shirt.
Well, that's what happened. So my wife and I went there. We had a huge bag of stuff. They said, you ever sell here before? And we said, no. And they said, okay, well, we're running, you know, an hour or whatever. And we said, we'll just come back tonight. Mm-hmm. And we went about our business. We left a big bag of clothes and hats, you know, whatever, and which are all still in my car now because they didn't want anything. So we went back, you know, and they're like, oh, we took this, and here's $16. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh. I don't know if that was the best use of my time. I got $16
out of this. That's how it works, baby.
You ever been to Plato's Closet?
Nah, I'm a Goodwill guy.
I think I could probably sell my stuff at Goodwill. But you can't sell it at Goodwill. You just got to give it to them.
Give it away, yeah. I did that for a while.
I do plenty of that.
But listen, you're giving it away or you're making $16.
Right.
It seems like a great idea.
All right, let's get headlines here. On the cusp of my 9th anniversary with 560 WQAM.
Let's normalize 9 being special.
It's really amazing, isn't it?
The 10 is just a made-up number that's special. Let's make 9 special.
Round numbers are always more sexy than a 9.
Well, a decade.
Right. Right. It's like it's a line of markation there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll just say I'm starting my 10th year at 560 WQAM, which sounds nice. Sounds sexier than celebrating my 9th anniversary. But I thought about, I really did debate it in my head this morning. Do I just forge ahead knowing that it's really only my 9th anniversary and just go for it? You'll never figure it out. Nope. You're never going to check. You barely check if a team is home or away. So like, but I'm like, some turd out there is going to start, you know, sending in, oh, look at this tweet from when you started, you know. And then I'm going to either have to pretend, and I'm not going to pretend well because I'm going to let the secret out in 4 seconds. So I was like, the hell with it. I'll fess up on the air.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to lie with that social media, boy.
You can't lie.
Yep. That's one thing I do like about it.
Yep. What keeps happened? You honest.
Where were you at? No, you were at a party, son.
Keeps you honest.
Well, you could still lie. I do it.
Drake canceled his performance at Lollapalooza in Brazil. I'm trying to remember where it was. Just a couple nights ago. Was the headliner. You know who they replaced him with? Skrillex. It went from Drake as the headliner to Skrillex. Now, if you like EDM, I guess, or whatever, yeah. You probably don't. But Drake's kind of a bigger star.
Yeah.
Skrillex?
He bailed on Lollapalooza 24 hours before his performance and then was captured on social media in Miami. Forget who he was with. Another rapper. Well, partying.
See? Y'all love to show the world y'all's life, and now they see your life. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
He was partying with 50 Cent the night before Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Was it Lollapalooza in Brazil?
Yeah, Lollapalooza in Brazil.
How much did he? We gave up millions of dollars, didn't he?
Doesn't matter to him.
I don't know. We've talked about it. I don't know how much money I have to have not to go get $1 million.
Right, to not care.
$1 million?
Get on a flight. You know, it's private. Get on a flight.
Your own rider. Everything you like's in the plane. When you get to the city, everything you need is right there. I have to go up here for 45 minutes, sing some songs I've sung 100,000 times, and make $1 million. I can't see how much money to have where I'm not going to do that.
But if you were out partying with 50 Cent on Miami Beach, you know what I mean? Like, you go, do I want to leave this party right now? Because I imagine it's a pretty good party.
I've gone out partying with the best of them and made it to work on Sundays.
That is true.
Yep. It's not 50 Cent, but I was
partying
with
Marshawn
Lynch.
But we saw 50 Cent in that Super Bowl halftime show. I mean, they must have been hitting up all the good restaurants.
Nice spread.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that, 50. Casey's still in town.
They were eating. You're not scared of 50 Cent.
I am.
50 Cent, he's not made like that.
Oh, okay.
He just raps tough.
Listen. I'm not saying this, 50. Mr. 50.
Call him Mr. 50.
Mr. 50.
Little respect.
A little respect. Put a little respect on his name.
Drake will get another headliner tomorrow if he
wants.
Well,
that's the thing. There's no repercussions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's literally no repercussions because he doesn't show up. He's caught partying in Miami, and that promoter is going to want to book him again because it's Drake. No repercussions.
None.
Missing out on millions.
Now, the fans
they don't
could
care.
Punish him, right? The fans that bought tickets. But they don't. We saw it with Kanye.
No, they're not going to do it.
Kanye put out silly albums. They went to number one. They were silly.
Yeah, yeah.
They went to number one.
He was making stuff with his kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
his
yeah.
His voice was on
yeah.
it. They, yeah,
yeah
no.
It was like Tiny Tykes. It was like, and remember that song we played? I can't even, he was singing. What are you doing? Didn't he sing something with Paul McCartney or something? Didn't we play that once?
That was actually a great banger, though.
Yeah.
Him, Rihanna, Paul McCartney. That's when people discovered Paul. I mean, you know, he was underground for so long. Incredible.
Made his name, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But, bro, Kanye did the same thing to, what's the music festival in California that, I'm forgetting the name, but.
Oh,
it's
not,
in
not,
Calabasas or whatever.
Yeah, not Rolling Loud. Oh, what Burning Man?
No, not Burning Man.
Whatever,
it'll come to us. Yeah, somebody will text it in. But did the same thing. Like, just, all right, I'm not performing there because somebody else was. I don't remember what it was. The guy literally said he likes Hitler. If he wants to perform there next year, they're going to book him.
Yeah, they'll sign him up tomorrow.
Everybody will go.
Yeah.
The masses are asses. It works positive and negative.
Yeah. Yep. Well, as evidenced by my 9 years here on Friday.
That's just one ass. I don't know if that's relevant.
One massy ass.
Coachella.
Yeah. Speaking of Coachella. all right, let's get headlines here because Josh Appel is going to join us. Josh Appel, I want to talk to him. A few things. Panthers. Mm-hmm. He's been a very big Panthers apologist all season.
What do you got now?
WrestleMania.
Oh.
Josh Appel's a married man now.
Mm-hmm.
He loves WrestleMania.
Got to move on.
And he's the Marlins public address announcer.
Yep.
They start tomorrow.
It's like a big weekend for Appel. I'm more interested in his honeymoon, honestly. Like, I want to know what he did on his honeymoon.
You want the deets?
All of them.
I know one thing.
All of them, he says in a creepy fashion.
All of them. Your voice got deep.
All right, let's quickly get some headlines.
Yeah, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Panthers do play the Maple Leafs tonight, 7:30 p.m. Sure, they won't let us down tonight.
Well, it depends what your barometer is for letting us down. Losing by 4 goals, like if that's acceptable, then they may not let us down.
The Heat play the Knicks tonight, 7:30 p.m. They're a half game back of Brooklyn, who host the Rockets tonight. So they're still not out of it. 6 games remaining. It's possible. But if you're looking for a reason to watch tonight, if you've lost hope, masked Cody Zeller is worth it just for the 11 minutes he'll play
he
with a mask.
He is a Tasmanian devil out there.
I love him.
Tasmanian devil.
See, Kane's baseball walked off FIU last
night. Yeah, and Joe Zagacki was on the call. The guy never rests.
Man, it worked.
He's on a flight to Houston right now.
When it rains, it pours, man.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you. MLB opening day. 25 hours and 48 minutes.
Sure, why not? 9 years, 10 years. What's the difference?
KD's expected a return tonight, by the way. For the Suns, they play the T-Wolves. He's missed the last 10 games after spraining his ankle in layup lines. Your weather, I love that. I love
so
that.
So dismissive.
In layup lines.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. By the way, Dwayne Wade, it was announced yesterday by Adrian Wojnarowski, who clearly scooped the coverage that was supposed to be announced later on. D-Wade, Pau Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki, a bunch of people. We'll talk about it more. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, which we knew, but still.
It's supposed to be announced in the Final Four, during the Final Four broadcast. Yeah.
Which is not an ESPN broadcast, so Adrian Wojnarowski
Woj was like,
no
the hell
problem.
With it. Who cares?
Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Panthers fans, we've partnered with Coke Florida to send you to a hockey game. So you listen to us every day, including today, for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Panthers game and qualify for a chance to win a special fan experience that includes two game tickets with seats on the glass and the chance to take a few laps around the rink on the Zamboni. Courtesy of our friends at Coke Florida, your local Coca-Cola bottler. No purchase necessary. Contest details and rules found at WQAM.com. We will give away those tickets at some point before 6 o'clock today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you see 50, tell them take it easy on the bacon.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's actually hooked up via studio quality connection from a beautiful remote broadcast facility somewhere in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. So Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. They start tomorrow. And he's a national play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. With the Masters coming up next month, I should mention that he is a former Jim Nance Award winner.
Big man.
Which is very lofty.
Yes.
In the world of broadcasting. Let's start with the University of Miami, which is my alma mater. The men's basketball team is in the Final Four. Women's basketball team went to the Elite Eight. What has your alma mater, USF, done lately in the world of athletics?
They hired a basketball coach today.
Oh, I mean, the excitement is palpable.
Amir Abdur-Rahim from Kennesaw State. He just went to the tournament this year. So they just hired him. So they've done that. They hired a new football coach.
All right.
They did that.
Let's check in with Solana and FIU right now, as long as we're going around the room and collegiate sports.
I mean, we have Coach Mack. I mean, what else needs to be said?
Again, the excitement is palpable. Anything going on in Gainesville, Crowder?
Just throwing out top 10 quarterbacks.
All right.
Yeah, you guys got a really good baseball player, a guy who plays like Shohei, leads the country in home runs, one of the best pitchers in the country. Channing, I know you're a big UF baseball guy, too, I'm surprised you didn't mention that.
I tell Hawk all the time, we win the all-sport championship every year, but nobody respects it.
No, but that Anthony Richardson, he is going to be a story in April. He will be a story. You do have a little something. USF's got nothing.
He'll be hailed by 2026. Relax.
Our women's team won a game in the tournament this year.
You won a tournament game? You won one game?
Go Bulls.
Look at that.
We were in South Carolina in the second round. I'm sorry that we didn't beat a team that's 35-0. That beats everybody by 30.
Solana, how about you? Tournament game?
I mean, we have Coach Mack. I mean, what else do you want?
How excited are you for the Marlins season, Appel? Because they irrational exuberance for any fan. They're no one in Vegas. There's no one has them to be a surprise team. But I kind of feel like they may have addressed some of their issues with Lewis Arraez and Jazz will be back and.
Cueto.
Cueto's under 40, which is good for any pitcher. So,
I mean, really selling it.
You got to find the positives. He's under 40.
He's doing a good job.
No, honestly, you excited?
Yeah, very. I mean, you get excited at the beginning of every season. I mean, it's hard to believe starting year three with them, but this is probably, the most excited I've been going into a season in all 3 years I've been with the team. I agree with you. I think they made a lot of really solid additions to the lineup that can only help. Again, when we talk about it, it just comes down to health and how healthy can they stay, because their starting rotation is going to keep them in most games. The bullpen seems improved. There's a different energy around the team with Skip Schumacher and his staff. I'm really excited to see how it plays out. You know, people only remember how much they struggled offensively at the end of last season. They were playing half of a minor league lineup trying to give young guys a chance. They were within 3.5, 4, 5 games of the wild card in late June, early. Like there was a time they were in New York, Mets series, blew a game on a Saturday that would have put them a game under 500 with Sandy going the next day. That would have potentially brought them to 500, but things kind of spiraled from there. I think this team's better than last year, but again, it'll depend on health and how some of the guys who had down years last year, if they can bounce back this year.
And is a Reese and Jazz coming back? Is that enough for the bats?
All right, Arise. I think we have to do this.
That was rough.
That wasn't bad. No, it was terrible. And we
I
have a surprise. We have a surprise for you. We have a surprise for you. Go ahead, Solana.
He hasn't cleared his throat in 22 years.
And every coach, he can still.
I mean,
Medvedev be doing his thing lately.
How's your phlegm?
Alfredo sauce is his mouthwash of choice.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will.
Uh-oh.
And who cares if Tua goes home and...
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Legend has it, his phlegm is more dangerous than hot lava from a volcano.
We were blaming it on injury.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is... I mean, is someone waterboarding you?
Goodness, I almost died.
Channing Crowder is the phlegmiest man in the world.
And some of those.
That's foul.
Boy, they ain't worth a damn, Josh.
Well done, Solana. Well done, Solana. That was great.
Josh, man, you're a Palin Crowder. What was that going?
The phlegmiest man in America.
Oh, goodness.
I don't like him. Alfredo sauce is his mouthwash of choice.
I don't like him, Appel.
That was funny, man. That was funny.
Well, Appel.
So Luis Arraez.
We have some bats this year because we can score no damn runs.
I mean, look, a healthy Jazz, a healthy Arraez, like, there's no reason why this team can't be better offensively than they were a year ago. They're going to have guys that put the ball in play, and usually good things happen when you do that. So hopefully that pans out over the course of the regular season. I know that people like to read into what they did in spring training, but when you've got different lineups every day and guys who aren't going to be on the major, it's like hard to read in to any of those results. They were really good in spring training the last couple of years, and we saw how the regular season turned out after that. So, like, you can't really put too much stock into spring training. Just stay healthy, and I think everything will they'll be a competitive team.
Marlins tomorrow, and Tobin and Leroy are going to do the show down there, by the way, from Loom Depot Park. And, you know, gets underway, and I'm excited, in all honesty. I am. Again, the beginning of a season, you can always fool yourself, but I do think that they plugged in some of the holes, so we shall see. Now, yesterday when we started the show, Appel, I kind of went in on Paul Maurice. I was talking about, you know, how I love Coach Larrañaga and Katie Meyer, and I think I might loathe Paul Maurice as much as I love them. But we were talking at the beginning of the show. You have been a Panthers apologist for most of the season, and you've kind of, you know, you've always maintained a positive attitude when it comes to the Panthers. Mathematically, they're still in it. They can, what do they have, 8 games left, 9 games left, something like that.
Yeah, and they're three, like a win tonight puts them 1 point behind Pittsburgh.
Right, so if they rattle off a couple of wins, Pittsburgh, I think, lost last night. Pittsburgh rattles off a couple losses. We're having a totally different conversation. I get it. What's your take, though, on the Panthers? Because I think it's been, as much as you know sometimes, coming off a President's Trophy, you might have a little bit of letdown the following season. No one expected this, where you're trying to claw your way into the playoffs with less than 10 games left.
Right, and I think that, you know, George Richards has mentioned this in different appearances and different articles he's written, but, like, the feeling inside the organization seemed to be before the season, we're not going to be what we were last year. We'll still be in a playoff spot, you know, third in the division, fourth in the division, and one of the wild cards. But, I mean, I don't think that anybody could have imagined this. I mean, the a week ago when they beat Detroit and they moved into a playoff spot, I'm almost positive it's the first time they were in a playoff spot since November. So, like, it's been an uphill battle the entire season for so many different reasons. And I think there are some valid ones that you can kind of not lay on Paul Maurice and the coaching staff. But at the end of the day, like, they are what they are, you know? Like,
well, what
at a
are
certain
they?
Point, an average team that has
but average
that's underachieving.
Don't average it's teams a, it's go to average, the playoffs?
It's a team that should be better that's underachieving big time. And it's hard to quantify because if you look at all the metrics, they're a top five team at 5-on-5 this year. They've got a top five player in the league in Matthew Tkachuk. Carter Verhaeghe's having a career year. Brandon Montour's having a career year. It's hard to square away what this team is. And the last time I came on with you guys, we talked about kind of some of the similarities just generally that them and the Heat have had throughout this season, just the ups and downs, and when you finally start to think they're putting it together and turning it around, all right, there's a bad loss that comes up after that. Like, they just rattled off a 7-1-1 stretch that included comebacks like they had last year. And you might say, oh, they beat some bad teams at home. They beat Vegas at home. They crushed Tampa on the road and at home. They came back from 2 goals in the third period against New Jersey. New Jersey is, I think, if not for Boston, the best road team in the league this year and hadn't lost a game. this year when leading after two periods in regulation, and the Panthers did. They scored four goals in the third period, down 2-0 against the New Jersey Devils on this past homestand. And then they go on the road. They get a nice win, but then the game in losing Sam Bennett, I didn't think would have this much of an effect on the team's success.
What about starting Alex Lyon, though? We've talked about that. I don't know anything about hockey. It seemed to me I made the analogy of gambling. I'm on a heater at the blackjack table. I cool myself off by asking them to shuffle the deck. I understand you don't want to play your goalie back to back if you don't have to. And he's playing all these games. Sergei Bobrovsky was playing lights out goaltending, and they were winning. You had said seven points out of eight, maybe something.
They were 7-1-1 going into that game,
and it collapsed after that. You know what I mean? So like did Paul Maurice ruin momentum? As silly as that may sound.
No, because Bobrovsky was one of the top one or two guys at the time in consecutive starts made in the entire league. And if there was a game to give him off, the way that they were rolling, you would expect, okay, Philadelphia is just playing a bunch of young guys trying to, you know, see what they have for next year kind of thing. You know, it shouldn't matter that you're starting your backup against a team like Philadelphia. If you are playoff quality, like they claim and want to be, then that shouldn't be a game that you lose 6-3 or whatever the final score ended up being. I know Alex Lyon didn't play great in that game, but it's not like he got a lot of help in the final 3 minutes of that second period. Like, those were cut and dry one-on-one chances that, I mean, maybe he could have made a better play on a couple of those, but I mean, he was left to hung out to dry. Like, you got to play better in front of your backup. And Bobrovsky, I think the stat was they've given up five goals or more in six of the last eight games, something like that. The defense is just not there. And one of the things that I think people lose when they compare this year to last year outside of just, their President's Trophy, like, the roster is completely different. It's a completely different team. They don't have the four-line depth that they had a season ago. They just don't. And in stretches like this where, look, you know, you want your top guys to carry you every night, and they have for the most part this season. It's the only reason why that they're even back in this race. But, like, on nights that they maybe don't have as much of an impact as they had in others, that's when your bottom six has to step up. And they have got nothing out of their bottom six outside of Ryan Lomberg this year from their bottom six forwards. Their defense doesn't have a lot of depth. Like, the Aaron Ekblad situation, it blows my mind.
Kind of mind-boggling.
Think he was a Norris Trophy candidate last year. He's the best defenseman in the league. And I know he's had a bunch of injuries, and that's got to be part of what's happening here. Because, you know, people might want to blame the system and this and that, but, like, I can't square that away with the fact that Gus Forsling is having a career season. Brandon Montour is having a career season. Gudas and Mahura have been a good pairing on the third pair. Like, it's tough to understand, because there are so many things that you could point to. It's like, this team should be a lot better than they are. But then you see how they played the last four games, and it just might be who they are. They're a 500 hockey team because the depth that they had last year is just not there. They miss Mackenzie Weegar a lot. People can talk about his performance in the playoffs all they want, but they miss him a lot. The defense core is not the same without him, and it shows. I mean, they are a top 10 scoring team in the league, and no playoff team has given up more goals than them this season. It's everybody below them is tanking or eliminated from the playoffs or barely hanging on by a thread.
So, Josh, which side is to blame? Because you bring up guys having career years on the Panthers, then you bring up the guys like Weegar that they let go of that were a big piece of last year's President's Trophy, and then, like, Paul Maurice's criticism that Hawk is giving him, you're saying, well, you know, it might be the talent. It has to be either one. It has to be coaching or talent, Josh.
Or front office decisions.
It's a perfect storm of what could have gone in the wrong direction for them this year, kind of has. I think there are things that are out of Paul Maurice's control that have happened that I can't necessarily blame on him. But on the flip side, their penalty kill is one of the worst in the league, and they take the most penalties in the league by a lot. They draw a lot, but they take the most in the league, and they're bottom five in the league in penalty kill. And that's killed them. They were a pretty good 5-on-5 team against Ottawa the other night. But they were 0-4 on the power play and gave up three power play goals. And that's the game. Like, that's where you lose. And the penalty kill has just been all over the place, inconsistent this year. And that's just kind of the word that just has been the entire season. They haven't won four games in a row this entire season. And it's like every time they get ready to go for that fourth one, Sam Bennett's out of the lineup again. Alex Lyon's playing in this game against Philadelphia. Like, it's just, it's something has always come up. And the regression of Aaron Ekblad for injuries, for whatever it is a big part of it. But, I mean, you know, when Sam Bennett's not in the lineup.
He's a traffic cone out there.
Can I get to that in a second after this?
No, because I got to get talk to WrestleMania. We're going to run out of time here.
Let me finish this
point.
You
want to address Bruce Koepka?
Bruce Koepka. Lindell's been a bit of a disappointment this year, too.
Our custodian, Bruce Koepka, he'll be walking in here. Would you like to address him?
But hey, Brooks, how about you keep that in the group text, okay? Like, you're a professional athlete. Keep it in the group text like everybody else.
I have to tell you.
I'm not here for another professional athlete getting hammered at another game. Like, I'm sure Brooks Koepka would love if Aaron Ekblad got hammered at a meaningless LIV golf event, and after Brooks Koepka misses a gimme putt or two, Ekblad's just standing off in the gallery calling him a bum. I'm sure Brooks would love that. Like, give me a break.
I have to tell you. Enough. I take the other side. Brooks Koepka is a human being and a sports fan. I love when people are passionate about their teams. I don't mind that at all.
Not like that.
And so if he wants to heckle
another professional athlete.
If he wants to heckle another professional athlete, he's allowed to. He's a human being.
To Josh's point, as a professional, you should respect what he's doing out there as one of the best in the world and respect that you wouldn't want nobody to do that to you. To Josh's
point. But if you're not playing well.
Would he be excited if Aaron came out there and threw beach balls at him when he got in the same?
No.
If he was missing three-foot putts consistently?
It's something going on, and you understand that as an athlete.
No, I'm a fan. So
Brooks is notorious for having an interesting relationship with the fans.
You can't
be that guy and then do this. You just can't.
I know. I get it.
Keep it in the group text.
How do you have a cone in the group text? I mean, he had a prop.
There's definitely a traffic cone emoji.
I like anybody that uses props.
Sit with the people then. You want to be the fan who wants to go out there and heckle players?
Oh, that's a terrible
Sit
take.
With the people. You want to be
an awful take.
You want to be Bill from Voight Beach level. Who wants to yell at Aaron Ekblad? Don't sit up in the suite where you're protected by the suite. Go down low, be a man amongst the people, and then be a normal fan. Don't sit up there
what are we doing?
With a snob.
Whittingham sits in the suite with us, and he kills Matthew Tkachuk from the suite. I don't see anybody taking issue with that.
That's a bit. And nobody cares about what he's talking about.
And he does it with class, not like this Brooks Koepka. Loser.
Can we talk about having your own Italian Heritage Night and coming? Like, How about you go with the night?
He's having fun with his friends, though.
No.
He's having too much fun with his friends.
Have some respect.
All right.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
There we go.
Yeah. Josh Appel, the public address announcer at Lone Depot Park for the Marlins. Marlins get underway tomorrow. Real quick, you're a married man. You are now back from your honeymoon. You look all grows up. Mm-hmm. But you love WrestleMania. You love professional wrestling. So just give us a quick preview because we have to go to break.
You don't understand. We went to a Clippers game while we were in L.A., and they have all the advertisements for Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown and NXT and WrestleMania all being out in L.A. the weekend before, or the weekend after, I should say, that we were out there. So that hurt
bad
my heart
planning.
A little bit.
That's
but I am
planning.
Well, I mean, I can't skip the Marlins for
good point.
For WrestleMania.
Good point.
So there's that, too.
I forgot.
Anyway, 30, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes.
30-second preview.
Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, main event on Sunday night, the culmination of the biggest return in wrestling a year ago at WrestleMania for Cody Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes' son, and then Roman Reigns, who is right now the best anywhere in professional wrestling. The Bloodline storyline has been phenomenal. The other payoff to that storyline is probably going to main event on Saturday. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn against the Usos for the tag titles. That's going to be a banger. Edge, the Demon Finn Balor, that's going to be great. We got two great women's title matches that I'm really looking forward to. Trish Stratus and Lita are back. They have a match at WrestleMania. I don't know when that's going
to
be.
I mean, this guy's telling Brooks Koepka to grow up. I mean, are you listening to him?
Brock Lesnar going up against a former USF basketball player. in a match.
Hope he's better. He goes by
Omos
wrestling
in WWE. Who else? Is there anything?
Tell me about Daniel Bryan. Daniel
Bryan is in AEW, and he goes by Bryan Danielson now.
Well, you gave it a shot.
Josh, you're going to have some kids, and you're going to have your kid watch you watch grown men run around and wrestle in draws.
Oh, I'm going to watch it with him.
That's ridiculous, for sure. Josh. You got to grow up,
disagree.
Man. Love you to death,
no.
Man. You gotta
are the Bushwhackers in it this Saturday?
No, I think they got a minor league baseball game to be at somewhere.
It's very dismissive in the wrestling world. You know what I mean? That's a big insult
the
in the wrestling world.
No smile when you say something about wrestling.
I forgot to mention Seth Rollins, Logan Paul. Logan Paul's got a match at WrestleMania against Seth Rollins.
Is that the big mainstream celebrity? They always do like one mainstream guy.
Yeah, so Logan Paul is the big crossover guy this year.
Bad Bunny? No Bad Bunny?
He's rumored to make an appearance because they're going to do a premium live event from Puerto Rico coming up. Puerto Rico. They're going to be doing a live event from there coming up, so I think he might make an appearance of some kind this weekend as well. And then the Mysterios, Rey Mysterio and his son have a match against each other that I'm looking forward to as well. So it should be a fun card. John Cena on it as well, Austin Theory.
Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man.
No, I'm just surprised you can name like that many wrestlers, because even the ones you take pictures with, you have no idea.
I'll go 80s wrestlers all day long. Wasn't that Ted DiBiase? Wasn't he from the 80s?
Yeah, of course. Million Dollar Man.
Big John Studd.
Big Randy lived a floor up from Macho Man Randy Savage in Tampa back in the
day. Did he really?
Yep.
They all live in Tampa.
He said Randy Savage's whole house was red. His toilet was red. The walls were painted red. His entire house was red.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
God
all right.
Rest his soul.
Well, I think we have covered a lot of ground in today's segment, Josh.
Oh, Josh, how was the honeymoon?
Was I coherent with the Panther stuff? I feel like I just rambled again.
Well, I mean, you kind of proved my point as the Panthers apologist. I almost felt
what I
like
said,
Doug
what
Cifu
I said at
and
the beginning,
Vinny Viola wrote your answer.
What I said at the beginning was, at the end of the day, the buck stops with Paul Maurice.
No, you didn't. You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did. I said, look, they're in the spot they are.
You didn't come close to saying that.
And he has to take responsibility for it. But I also think there are some things outside of his control that have caused the season to go the way it has.
At least Brooks Koepka doesn't pretend like everything is great in the world. I mean, like, listen, Ekblad has stunk this year.
It's enough of Brooks Koepka. Stay away from FLA Live Arena. How about that?
Next year's WrestleMania, Josh Appel versus Brooks Koepka. All right. Josh Appel, good luck with the upcoming baseball season at Lone Depot Park. We will be out there enjoying some baseball. And give us a little preview. Give us a little, Luis Arraez coming to the plate.
I'm gonna save
you
that
save
one.
That? You want to save the one?
But I'll give you a Cooper if you want.
All right, give us Gary Cooper.
All right. Now batting, the first baseman, number 26, Garrett Cooper.
That was the ooh on that. That sounds good to me. I like that a lot.
Hey, Josh, can we make up things to say and give you that you don't have to say now batting?
Yeah, of course.
Like different stuff, like now with the popsicle stick or something like
that.
Yeah,
the popsicle stick.
I mean, I did the pillows thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you did not.
You didn't.
By the way, are you guys? He's going to pitch against the Marlins on this first homestand.
Are you going
to
call him Pillows?
You have to go. Pillows is pitching against the Marlins.
Can we? No, but are you going to call him that on the public address system?
We'll see.
I mean, you know, Brooks Koepka, he don't care.
He would have done it.
He'll bring a cone. He'll be yelling, you know, Appel. All of a sudden, he's got to get all buttoned up. He can't drop a Bushwhackers at 4:15 tomorrow.
Yeah, because I've got respect for the medium. And the environment that I'm in, unlike Brooks Koepka. I mean, honestly, this Brooks Koepka.
Josh Appel. Enjoy the sounds of Josh Appel.
Tournament, Brooks.
At Lone Depot Park all season long. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
all
you.
Right, we went very long. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
On the mound for the Marlins, number 49, Pillows.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.